This is our doctor Lee indicating history physical, patient name Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Inez, I-N-E-Z, date of birth 8-25-1931, place Future Case Charles Village, date of service 2-3-2024, is initial history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 92-year-old female. She was admitted to MedStar Hospital. Patient was recently discharged from a Good Samaritan Hospital, and she went to the facility. Patient has a known history of dementia, bedridden, schizophrenia, AFib, not an anticoagulation because of risk of bleeding, hypothyroidism, anemia, seizure disorder, chronic left subdural hematoma. She was brought to the emergency room from the assisted living facility because of bed sore and patient has a Foley catheter she was requiring because of urinary retention, and patient was admitted with the sepsis, secondary to C. diff infection, acute urinary retention. She failed voiding trial, TRIL. Patient also has a failure to thigh, poor oral intake, cachexia and malnutrition. While in the hospital, she was treated for sepsis, secondary to C. diff infection, diarrhea, leukocytosis. She completed the course of vancomycin, 500 mg every 6 hours. Stop date was 1-27-2024. Finished the treatment for C. diff. She has a failure to thrive, persistent hypoglycemia, poor appetite, eating less than 25%, protein calorie malnutrition, severe cachexia, and she was advised to get a puree diet. And however, patient need assistance and has been not eating enough. And in the hospital, she required intermittent dextrose push for the hypoglycemic episode. As recommended by the nutrition, puree diet, Benadryl, B-A-N-A-T-R-L, 3 times a daily, Juven, J-U-V-E-N, twice daily supplement, and hospital recommended that she should be evaluated by hospice team and the family to decide. Family decided DNR, DNI, and in the hospital they send the patient to the facility for continuation of care. Patient has a urine culture that grew MDR Enterococcus faecalis. She was given vancomycin, subsequently switched to the Unicin, and completed 7 days course of Unicin for UTIR. So urinary retention required Foley catheter, acute and chronic anemia. Her baseline hemoglobin is about 6-7. While in the hospital, her hemoglobin was 6.1. Hypothyroidism, she was maintained on levothyroxine. Seizure disorder, she was maintained on Keppra. Patient has several sick decubital ulcer, and they were not seem to be infected as per hospital report. They recommended local care. Hospital team has discussed with the patient's son, who was interested in hospice care. At the long-term facility care, patient was subsequently discharged to Charles Village. Today, when I saw the patient lying on the bed, very confused, disoriented. Past medical history, number 1, dementia, number 2, hypothyroidism, number 3, schizophrenia, number 4, bedridden ambulatory dysfunction, number 5, chronic hyponatremia, number 6, anemia, history of left subdural hematoma, history of AFib, not an anticoagulation because of risk of bleeding, and confused, disoriented. She was an ALF, a recent C. diff infection and sepsis, and UTI treated. Medication upon discharge from the hospital, Tylenol 500 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hours, Keppra 500 mg, liquid twice a day, levothyroxine 50 mcg, 1 tablet daily, lidocaine 5% patch applied daily for the pain, and alpatridine, OLO, PATIDANE, alpatridine, ophthalmic, 0.1%, one drop, both eye twice a day for 10 days. Lab done in the hospital, sodium 133, potassium 3.1, creatinine 0.49, glucose 60, calcium 8.0. WBC 4.7, hemoglobin 6.1, and hematocrit 19.9, platelet count 618. Patient has a CT scan done, no evidence of active hemorrhage in the noted. Distension of the rectum noted due to fecal impaction. She has a cholelithiasis, asymptomatic, no vomiting. Chest x-ray done, shows bilateral upper lobe infiltrated on December 29, but patient has been completed the antibiotic course in the hospital. They did CT head, age-related changes without evidence of acute intracranial process. Review of system, a patient is lying on the bed, she is confused, disoriented. Review of system detail unable to be obtained. Currently, patient is lying on the bed, poor historian. At present, no shortness of breath, no cough, no fever, no chills, no vomiting, no diarrhea. And a detailed review of system unable to be obtained because patient is confused, disoriented. She is not able to answer any question properly. The physical exam, patient is awake, confused, disoriented, she is cachectic and malnourished. Blood pressure is 127 over 80, pulse 84, temperature 97.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%. Blood pressure 127 over 80, pulse 84, temperature 97.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, body weight 100.6 pounds. Head, atomic anomalic, temporal wasting. Patient looks malnourished. No ear near the discharge. Contracture, lower extremities. Skin. Patient has multiple skin ulcers. In the lower extremities, was being followed by the wound team over there. Core status, patient's son decided the patient to be DNR, DNI, and agreed for the hospice care to the hospital team. And they recommended that upon arrival to long-term care facility, we can get contact with the hospice. As per note from the hospital. Family has decided no vasopressor, no BiPAP, no blood transfusion, no return to the hospital.
Terry L down the front desk, please. Terry L down the front desk.
Assessment, patient is admitted with the cachexia, severe. Next line, protein calorie malnutrition. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction, bedridden. Next line, multiple decubitus ulcer. Next line, dementia severe. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, chronic hyponatremia. Next line, chronic anemia. Currently at baseline, we did a lab here today. Hemoglobin is 6.2, hematocrit is 20. Recent sepsis secondary to C. diff infection treated. Acute urinary retention requiring Foley catheter. Failed widening trial. History of schizophrenia. History of AFib, not under coagulation because of risk of bleed. Hypothyroidism, seizure disorder. History of left subdural hematoma. Failure to thrive with ambulatory dysfunction. Plan of care will continue all her current medication. Code status, DNR, DNI. As per family has decided from the hospital team, we'll also reach out to the family, and after that we'll also discuss the hospice. At this point, I've discussed the nursing staff, continue all the current medications, and monitor her closely. Overall prognosis in this patient is poor. Thank you.